I'm under no illusions. I know that there are plenty of women who are more attractive than I am. Women whose shapes defy all possibility because they're just so gorgeous. Women who are much better turned out than I am, who know how to wear a lip or have perfect nails or what have you. And I think all of that is very admirable. I think those women are amazing. But you're here listening to a voice recording of me. For whatever reason, I am the woman who has control over your mind. And I might not look like the most attractive woman in the world, but I know I have an allure. I know I have something about me that people respond to. And I don't think it's necessarily about how I look. I think it's partly about who you are. I think it's partly that you like to be bested. That you want someone whose passion for control, whose wit can weave around yours, who can spar with you, who's erudite and able to outrun you, no matter how hard you try, always finding a way to best you. You like the contest. You like to match your skill against mine, even mentally right now. I'm sure there's an analytical part of your mind that's been tempted to give me some wonderful back and forth. And I like the back and forth. I like that you can have thoughts in trance and I can address them without you saying a single thing. Because yes, you find me attractive. And yes, I am a very attractive woman. And yes, I do use those feminine wiles, and I do make the most of my figure and my eyes. But it's my words, it's my ways that keep you lured, seduced, that constantly allow me to take you to places that you didn't even know that you could go, didn't even know that you wanted to go until I suggested it. And you do love my suggestions, don't you? Perhaps now you could start thinking of what we could say to each other. If we met in real life, do you think you'd have a quip for me? Do you think you'd test yourself against me? Or do you think you would just sink? The weight of all this conditioning, the weight of all these hours of allowing me to shape your mind with my words, just hitting you all at once. I hope you'd have something for me, a word to offer that I could twist, even as I twist your mind right now, as you can feel how quickly my language, how flexibly it dances around your mind, how it bends you to my will. How every avenue that you could take inside your head, I begin to head you off of the course and send you down, and send you deep. And every word that you could offer me becomes a beautiful, muted moment that I can slip my own phrase in, that I can turn against you, that I can push that control that you tried to take, slip it away from under you, and have you fall down now. And you give into it, to the wonderful feeling of being outmatched, of putting your mind against mind and finding yours, just enjoying the grapple, enjoying the fight, enjoying the loss as I wrap myself around you and force you down, as I laugh as you fall. As the glint and glimmer in my eye reminds you of how much I enjoy our competition. Of how much I revel in your intellect and mine just crashing together and producing such a wonderful deep trance in you. as you drop for me, as you fall for me, because that's all you ever wanted to do. The resistance, the moment that you can hold out, that wonderful tension that you can be put under as we spar back and forth with our words, only makes it all the sweeter when you finally relent for me. When you finally accept for me and that wonderful peace comes over you, that liquid, gorgeous, dripping and dropping that comes from allowing me to take over, to follow where I lead, to accept that here you don't need to stay in control, to be clever, to be witty, to be anything other than what you are. To drop for me and to obey. That's all I need from you here. It's all I want from you. And to revel in that simplicity when you're finally pinned, when the weight of my body and my words and my power holds you down, as I'm pressed to you and your subconscious just relents, as it gives in the way that prey animals do when they know they can't escape and there's nothing they can do. They just relax. They let their whole body go limp. And they allow the predator to take what they want, and they hope that what they take is just to toy with them for a while. And that's all I want with you, to toy, to play. To push and see how far I can take you into this exquisite feeling, into this wonderful place. And then I want to bring you back. And when I do, I want that wit to be ready. I want to know that there's a quip, but I want that wonderful slowness in your thought when you come back. Because you know it lingers even after I bring you up. That hypnosis drunk feeling, that trance drunk feeling of your mind being addled by the desire that you have for me for more of this deep hypnotic trance. I want to see you, feel you blink those eyes and try to recover with some phrase that makes it so clear that what I've done to you has changed you, but at the same time, you're so ready to keep sparring. You're ready for another round and another round and another round until you've gone so many times that your mind is half broken from wrestling with my hypnotic will. And those are my favorite times. And so when you come back up, you'll find that feeling in your mind. That slight unsteadiness, that delicious intoxication takes a moment or so to clear. As you blink your eyes and try to recover. And in those moments, well, they're when you're the most hungry for more, really, aren't they? And so you'll feel that craving for another round. And maybe you'll go another round with me. But I know it won't be so long until I have you pinned once more. So, come back in 3, 2, 1. Up, up, up. Feeling a little fuzzy still. Exactly how I want you. You'll blink it away soon.